Today's scripture is Malachi 2:5. My covenant was with him, a covenant of life and peace, and I gave them to him. This called for reverence, and he revered me and stood in awe of my name.
Father, my dearest Father, teach me the same reverence for you that Levi had. Teach me to love and revere your holy name. You are my Father and there is no other. You are my sanctifier. Without you I am nothing. You send your Holy Spirit like a rushing wind and tongues of flame. You refine with fire. Holy is your name, Lord God Almighty. Amen.
Today, think about it. Have you entered into a covenant of life and peace? What more do you lack? Ask it of God and he will give it to you. Billy Sunday once said that we have a right to expect more of Christians. A man doesn't put out a sign over his workplace as a carpenter and then fix shoes. A man doesn't put out a sign saying he's a jeweler and then sell groceries. And just like you and I, we don't go into a hardware store to buy microwaved popcorn and some dinner salad. We don't go into a restaurant to buy plumbing supplies. When we put on the sign of Christian, we should become a Christian and act like a Christian and be a Christian. Or don't put the sign on.
Today's action. Down on your knees today, pray for revival in the body of Christ and be willing to walk through the Lord's refining fire. Today's treasure is found in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
My covenant was with him, a covenant of life and peace, and I gave them to him. This called for reverence, and he revered me and stood in awe of my name. Malachi 2:5. Do you revere the Lord? If you call yourself a Christian and you live a life that looks just like the world, my friend, you have no reverence, no fear, and no respect for God. You wouldn't go to your job site and fill out a resume that described what you did and then expect to get paid for doing the exact opposite. You may not like these words, but I guarantee you're not going to get your reward from God if you're doing the exact opposite of what His commands tell you to do.